We are up to Daf Samach Amud Beis Gimel Adar Rishon Tovshin Ayin Vav. The very bottom of the page. Different takanas that were made to keep the peace. Metzudas chayv oifus v'dogim yesh behen. That if somebody puts out a net, no one else is allowed to put a net there, naked by his fish. We're talking about a net that has like a depth to it, so that the fish get trapped in it, and so on. Kuli amale pligi, then there's no machlekes there whatsoever. By Metzudas dogim chayiv, there's no machlekes there whatsoever. According to Tanakhama, it's only darkish shalom. It's not really yours. According to Abyeisi, it's mamash gezegomer. If there's a toich in the net and the fish get trapped, but mamash belongs to the fisherman and everyone agrees that it's
ganeva. So what's the
guy
doing? He's putting another net in front of it?
Or yeah, he's trying to trap it. Koy lamle pligi, that since there's a what do you call it, a depth into this net, that whoever, any fish trapped in there, belongs right to the fisherman. The fishmonger. Ki pligi, the agim belechi, the kukri. Stama, when it's flat. And because it's flat, you don't really own it. It's just more mental. The guy is trying. The fish next to him, don't go and take away his fish. But see, as Cheresh Ever Kotan Tanakama said, that they don't really own anything. Whatever they own, the choir is theirs. And Abyei said, no, it's Gezel Gomer. When Abyei says over here, it's Mamash Gezel Gomer. Three lines at the top. It's only Midrabon and Lamainav Kamina. What's the chilik of Gezel Gomer is Midrabon? Or Dark Yisholm. If it's Gezem with Hatoyda, obviously. But if it's only Gezem with Rabbanon or called Dark Yisholm, what's the difference? If the guy takes him to Hatoyda, if it's only Dark Yisholm, you shouldn't have done it. You did it. You're an imbecile, but that's it. But if it's Gezem with Divrayim, then the Bezin will take it away and give it back to other people. Oni Hamanakiv Beresh Hazayiz. If there's a poor man standing on top of the aloe tree, we're up to the Samach Aleph from an aloe. We can start now. We're six lines from the top. If a poor man is knocking on the top of an aloe tree, masha tachta, all the aloes are on the bottom, and technically don't really belong to him because of what kin did he make? Leave it there. And Abyeisi says, no, this is the chachame takana that it belongs to him. Says the Gemara, Tommy learned, im likid v'nosen b'yad, if the poor man is standing on top of the olive tree, he picks the olives, and he lifts them, he was koin the king in hakba, and then he drops them on the floor, definitely it's his mahateda. Hareze gezel gomer, if anybody takes it, it's mama shaganef. Rav Kahana, have a ko'ozil, Rav Kahana was traveled to Hutzel, chazi, he saw la hugabra, a person, the have a shoddy oifai, what he did was, he threw up sticks to the top of the, or rocks, or sticks to the top of the olive tree, because nasin tamri, and these, a date tree, and these dates were falling down. Ozil come naked, va'ochel. Another guy came along, or not another guy, Rav Kahana himself came along, and he started eating the dates, because even though you threw the sticks to knock them down, you weren't kind to them. Amalei, so the guy who was throwing the sticks up, Chozima, didn't you see? It was my hands that I threw it up, and now the dates came down. What are you taking my dates for? Amalei, this guy's a Tamachochim. Ma'asrei de Rav Yeshi Ata. You must come from the city with the Rav Rav Yeshi, because he was a good Tamachochim. Not only a good Tamachochim, he was a good teacher, and he taught everybody the halachas. Actually, it's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if the poor man is on top of the tree, knocking him down, the doctor shouldn't take it. So what was I kind of doing? Unless he was trying to test him to see whether the guy knows it or not. Tate's where he asked a question, Rashi, understand? He was trying to get the branches, and while he was pulling the branches down, some dates fell on the floor. So I kind of thought his purpose was to get the branches off the tree, not to the palms, not to actually get the fruit. That's why he took it, and he was too wrong. The guy wanted both. Otherwise, like Rashi Pshat says, what was that kind of doing? Unless he's trying to test them or something. The last part of the mission was if a goy, a poor person, walks into your field to take some payah. Don't stop him. Even though Peah belongs to the Yiddish Arma Light, don't stop him. Aim a machin, you don't stop. Biyad, you don't prevent. Aniye nochrim beleket chicha pay. Why bedakir shalom? Because we have to be good citizens. Talk about we learn, takiv similar to this. Mefarnesim aniye akum imaniye Yisrael. That when you give out money to poor people, you have to also include the goyim. You go in the hospital, you visit the sick, you should also say visit the sick goyim as well, because of the Dark Yisholm. The Koisin Mason, the Koyim Mason, and Nachrim Yosef bury the Goyish people if they need to be buried. In Mason Yisrael, not in the same base of Kavadas, but if you have a fund to help our poor people to be buried, you have to help them as well. Or if you found them, say, lying out in the middle of nowhere, but in Eden as well, you bury both of them. You have to be a good citizen. Otherwise, they're going to accuse us of being only.
So, does that mean that if you got past and just see a goy,
Say that again?
If you're going and seeing just a goy line, do you bury the goy on its own house?
It says Yisrael. Yisrael.
Doesn't in Mesa Yisrael mean.
If you're already doing the Yidden and you're not doing the goyim, then you're highlighting the fact.
Together with the effort that you're putting into the Yidden.
Yeah. Rashi, look at Rashi, im meisei Yisrael. Loi bikivre Yisrael doesn't mean to bed in the same cemetery. Elam is asking them, im motzum harugim im Yisrael. It's clear. You found Yiddish are dead, and Goyish are dead. If you only take them to bury the Yiddish, and the Goyish are dead, that's Mamash Achil Hashem. It's irrelevant, but if they find out that you guys only took care of your own, take care of the rest, then they'll say, fine, we'll take care of our own, they'll take care of you, and the Chais will what they'll do. This is the biggest cause of anti-Semitism. You have to be very careful and be sure that we're good citizens, we care about every citizen. Mishnah. Okay, we do a few Rashi now. Mishnah. Mash Eles Isha Lechavata, a woman is permitted to lie some utensils, implements, to her friend. Hachashud Alashvi, this friend now is suspected that they don't consume all the fruits of Shemitah before the due date, and they don't, and they do business with Shemitah fruit. Maybe that what they hide, they store fruit for after Pesach. Yet you're allowed to lend them these implements because you're just maybe a goyim, you're not doing anything wrong. Enough and a kivra, there's a sift and a sieve and a chayim and a mill with tan and oven. You're allowed to lend them those implements. Avaloi tover, avaloi titchenima. You shouldn't be the one to do the bitter and she do the grinding with her. That your mom is then helping her doing an aveda. You're not allowed to help someone do an aveda, but you're allowed to give them. Why are you giving them? Because this is a dark. This is a special takana of dark yisholm to be at peace with your neighbors. Now we're talking about Yiddish neighbors. Rashi, Allah Shvius, what are we suspecting her of? Lishmai Peda Shvius, that you pay the Shvius, we hefkish. This person is not going to keep them hefkish. They're going to hide it even after the time of beer. To help them commit an Aveda. They should also be a dayim. Not allowed to proactively help someone do an Aveda. Bishas Aveda do an Aveda. That's the case of Shemitah. Next part of the Mishnah. What about not Shemitah? What about an Eishes Chover, the wife of a Talmid Chacham, with an Amoritz, where there, but the suspicion is maybe they didn't give Meiser, or maybe the suspicion is that they'll Matamit. We'll soon see a Bible of it. Eishes Chover, Mash Elis, she is permitted to lend, Le Eishes Amoritz, like we said before, Nofa, Kivra, or Kvoro, Beiredis. Sorry, Kvoro, you're allowed to send them to the implement, but here's one step further. You're allowed to even work with them. Ubeiredis, Vetrechenis, Umerakedes, Ima. You're allowed to actually assist her. Why are you allowed to assist her in this case? What about the Goyim Aveda? We'll see them in Rashi. Why do we worry that she's going to eat it without giving to her Maisa? And you're helping them out in Aveda. Then the Mishnah continues. So there's a difference between a Shemitah and an Amoris. We'll soon see the differences. In the moment that the flour you mix in with water to make dough, the moment you mix in water, what happens? The flour now is ready to be mekabel tuma. Loisiga imo, do not touch it with her. Now you're going to make challah and she is tamei. You can have tamei challah and that is an aveda.
Is it because of a chashash that maybe she?
We'll have two opinions in the morning. Once you rolled it, hutpula lechala. Now it's prepared for chala. And since in the house of the amoris, everything is tamei. You become tamei. Yeah, water may go to him. And now the chala that you set aside for the kohen is tamei. Now I'll be going to him with the chala. Then the Mishnah continues, well, cool, Amru, so how can you lie to lend them Kalim? And why, by now, Amru, you lie to even help out? If they dark your shalom, you got to be a good citizen. Well, you can. Rashi, cool, Amru, she tiru lashi lom Kalim, lie to lend them Kalim, sayim held them, lishas of Veda, atzmo, it's not at the time of the Veda itself. Ella, meep, they dark your shalom. Then the Mishnah continues, umarzikin yidei nochri b'shvi. It sounds like if a goy is working Shemitah on his farm in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to actually help him out. That's what it sounds like. We'll soon see. Rashi, when Marzin Ochim Hocha Mashra, Messiah Mamish, right? One of the things means help out. Later we'll see it means say, good on you, keep up the good work. Give him words of encouragement, but not physically to help out. Avaloi de Israel, if a Yid is working Shemitah, of course you're not allowed to help him out, or you're not allowed to definitely say, good on you, because it's bad on you working on Shemitah. The last thing is interesting. V'shoyelim b'shleimim. You're allowed to say shalom aleichem to a goy. Yipnei darki shalom. Rashi. We'll see the more later. Machlekes, the Tesis brings down the Yishalmi holds. You're not allowed to say shalom, the word shalom aleichem to a goy at all, ever. You're allowed to say hello. Other words. You're not allowed to say the word shalom. Even if you're in Israel and Israeli Arab, you're not allowed to say shalom. You say salam aleichem. That's what you say. Rashi.
Well, salam is shalom.
But it's not. Salam is not the Hebrew name. Shalom is. Well, when was the last time you did that? Said something else altogether. Oh, you're the one with dancing in the street that had a big picture there. Rashi. All the days, even though you're using the Abish's name, Shalom, Shmoi, Shalakosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi learns our Gemara holds the last day the word Shalom Aleichem to a goy. Okay, now the Gemara, let's analyze the Mishnah. Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. What's the beginning? What's why when it comes to Chshud Al Shvis, the din over there is that you're only allowed to lend, implement, you're not allowed to help them out. And why, when it comes to the Sefer, we're talking about an Amoretz, Eishes Amoretz, over there, L'chayla, we should be worried about Trumas and Maises. And there we say, not only a lot of lender the Kaden, you're allowed to help her out. What's the difference? I'm going to buy it by. He says, you know why? Because Reiv Amoretz Ma'asenheim. Most Amoratzim give Maiser. And because most Amoratzim give Maiser, therefore, the Chashash is much smaller. By Shemitah, this guy, we're talking about a guy, we know for a fact that he's Choshud, suspecting a Shemitah. By a mice, with only a slight suspicion, so if you let help him out, because probably there's no Aveda happening. Rashi, Mice not Asian, Tony, like Sovereign, you shouldn't help out Jemisai, you're over Aveda helping out Shemitah. Mice not Savior, Tony, but relative to Chen, but let me say, aren't you helping out Aveda, Tebel? Rabbi Amaris Ma'asinain, Hilchot, Shash Rabban, Ma'al, Mitzvah, Shash Rabban. When they die, Kisholim, and because they die, Kisholim, Mutil say, you let help them out. Abo, Chashud, Allah, Shri, is Mashmah, the Mughzul, and Bashur, so we know for fact, Chashud. Says, Gemara, Rabba, my Rabba says, no. Hocha, Rav says, I disagree with you. I hold that not Reiv Amoretz Ma'asenein, I hold half and half. I hold that the Ma'i is a Sofek D'Raisa. That's what Gemara Shabbos is about a bracha. Harin L'Mishra Rabboni, you make a bracha. And Abayi says, you know, by the Ma'i, whatever, why don't you make a bracha, Reiv Amoretz Ma'asenein? It's Machir Abayi V'Rav. So Rav holds, no. Definitely half the Amoretzim. Do give Ma'i, half don't. So what's going on here? Hocha, different kind of amoretz. Here's what my amoretz that we know for a fact they give ma'aser. We're worried here about tumah v'tahara, different chashash altogether. Hocha, amoretz rameya, the amoretz rameya, v'tumah v'tahara, the rabbanon. What's this ma'aser? The time we learned ezeh hu amoretz. What kind of amoretz is it? What's the definition of amoretz? According to Meir, kol she'enu oichul chulu b'tahara. A guy who does not eat his chulin and tar. Remember, we had a long brisa in brachas, 10 different opinions, and we had also before as well. What an amoretz is? He had a seiter.
But that rules out probably much of the population. Because we said about a group who Oichlan Chul and Batara is a rare thing.
Exactly. Even though in Gemara Baruch, if I remember correctly, or Saita, Ramey is the one who says someone doesn't say Krishna. That's an Amoretz. But here he says someone does not eat Chul and Batara. Divri Ramey. Chachamim say, you know what Amoretz is? Kosheinu ma'asa peyroisev. So the mayor is saying that Amoretz definitely gives ma'is and truma no chashte. We're worried about, they're not careful with truma. Rashi. Rav Amar le'elam ke machta machta damiz half and half misap kinelu it's a suffik takas generally speaking. Vassal saying I'll help him out. Hoiva ve the umaslisin b'murzik glaskam truma a guy that we know for a fact is ma'isev Amoretz lemeir hushu choshel lechol pey betuma. What kind of Amoretz talking about? We're talking about a guy who's suspected of eating betuma. Do it. And what kind of we're talking about regarding chulin? There's no is in the Torah to eat chulin betume. It's only midrabbana, and I'll be going to more tume. Hatume tara the chulin the rabbani the Torah is he the lechol betara. Nowhere does the Torah say you have to chulin betara el tume the kachim bavad. Here therefore love isu the raisa. We're not talking about isu the raisa. No isu rabbani. Isu rabbani and therefore mitzadaki shalom. It's the same rabbani. The rabbani said you have to be careful with the chulin make betara. But rabbani said daki shalom. Be peaceful with your neighbors. Help her out. I make a little bit of tumor, okay, we don't mind. Freddy Gemara, you're telling me he's talking about tumor v'tara, according to Rav. Vaham is diktoni safer. The next part of the Mishnah is talking about Mishnah Tatlaman, you put the water into the flour, and now it's ready to make a tumor. Till now, there was no tumor yet involved. So what do you tell me the problem here was tumor? like Sigi Ima, Mikal de Reisha, Labit Tuma Vitara Skin, we're talking about Tuma Tara till now, Rashi, when we Tony Safer, Silly Lahai, the party, the guys has a question, the Tam, the Mishatata, Samai Mosa, the reason why you're not allowed to add water. Right now, the Gemara doesn't know yet about challah. The Gemara thinks the problem with adding water is now you prepared it, it's ready to makabel tumah. Is it ayah at the stage before? There was no tumah. So why can't you? What's the idea of helping out? What's the problem? Also, from the huchshu achshav who had achshav huchshu, mikal deresh alabatum matarish yehishum need no aveda. Any chance of aveda? The tumah the whole huchshu was unprepared. Even them and all the maizes kamaydi. And if nobody believed in the maizes, I might tony v'kulon lomru elam nidag shalom. And for the Gemara, you mixed up. You don't understand the Mishnah. Reisha v'seifa b'tumah. Everything's about tumah. Reisha v'seifa b'tumah v'tara. The reisha and the seifa is talking about tumah v'tara. Reisha is tumas chulin. The reisha we're worried about tumas chulin, which is only the rabbanon. So we're pretty lenient. We say, you know what, takishol, work with your friend. Or the seifa is not tumas chala. The isa d'raisa. Once you said it, you mix the water, and now it's chayiv and chala. If you make a tummy now, you just did an isa d'raisa because chala is from the chavdal's tumah. It says mishmeres trumosi. You have to guard it. You know, make a tummy. Rashi. Reisha v'seifa b'tum v'tara. We paid us mukshorim. Paid it already prepared before. They're ready mukshal kabel tumah. The reisha calls man shaloi gilgula. Calls man didn't roll it. There's no chiv of chala. Ain elot tumas chulin. What are we worried about? That it'll become tummy of chulin. And what's the isa there? The rabbanon. So rabbanon say, you know what? Darki shalom. You can go help her out to prepare that flour. But once you mix water and you chayv chala, if you can help her out, you are making chala tummy. That's an isa than isa. You can't do that. But the gozba.
Is
chala kodshim? Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. But the gozba, we're not going to be gozba. We're not going to be gozba.
Chala that you give to the coin, you can't share with
the non-coin. Yeah, it's chavdal matzakuna. But safer, but chala. This one is. This one is. We had. Remember, we had exulus. Yeah, but chala. We had the kodshim. If chala, there's chala in the chutzlar. It's the rabbon, the raisa. It's kedusha. Like, look at Ashiya. But safer, but chala. The raisa she osur le tamu biyad. You're not allowed to be metami chala the chsiv es mishmeres trumosai. And they were talking about truma. And yet we're calling chala truma. That's what we had in Gemara Ksuvos. Chala truma. That's right. We had. Yeah. Exactly. You have to protect it. Be careful. Tell you what about what I mean. Last question, Rav. Last question, Rav. Teichani. It says in the Braisa, you're allowed to grind. You're allowed to grind wheat. Umafkidin. You're allowed to ask them to mind it for you. Eitel oichle shvis. Those people, we cannot trust them. That they will eat shmita and they will hide and everything else. You're not. You're allowed to give them to store it for you. The eitzel oichle peder said to him, those people eat peder to me, you're allowed to give them your own fruit. You're not choishes. Why not, says Rashi? You're not choishes, you're going to swap. No, you're not worried, you're going to swap. What?
You've got a video camera watching what they're doing with it.
Okay. But you're not allowed to grind people who eat shviyas and their wheat, you're not allowed to help them grind. But loy loychle peder tumah, nor their peder tumah. Ow, you Rava said that our mishnah hold that an am oritz who eats peder chulam betumah, you're allowed to work with because only us that are born. And the brayzer clearly says you're not allowed to work with him and his peder betumah. Lashi, toichin tvuah mizukenah, you're allowed to grind tvuah that you already gave to a meiser. Umavkidin oisa etzel oichle, you're allowed to even store, but by them she ain't chashudim. We don't suspect them. Loy lahachlib, not to swap, but loy lignaim to touch. It's not theirs; they won't take it. Aval loy loychle, but do not help out an oichle shviyas with his and grind his wheat. Mitzvah shloiv daveda, you're not allowed to eiv daveda. Ain't toichinin oisam lahem, you're not allowed to grind for them. So also l'sayim b'avir osam, you're helping them out in their aveda. Umaslisin toni toichenes ima umukul abayichum betumah, yichum betumah betumah. So l'chayda, it says clearly here that you're not allowed to help them also for fruits. But according to Rava, our mishnah holds that when it's only tumah d'rabbanan, you're allowed to help them. According to Bai, it's not a problem because he talks about maaseh, but you Rava talk about tumah. And again, look at the gemara here. Look how wonderful they are. Omar Abaye. Abaye is going to answer Rava. Rava, he's going to defend him. He could have just walked away and won the argument. Omar Abaye. No, we're talking about here. Why we're so machmer here? Hossam over here, we're talking about there's an Isa Daraisa. That's why you're not allowed to help them out. How could it be an Isa Daraisa? Bekoyin hachoshud lechol truma betuma askinen. The Hable truma Daraisa. We're talking about an Amoretz who is a koyin. And if you're going to help him out, it could be that it's truma. And he will make it tameh. And you're helping him out to eat truma tameh. And the isa of eating truma tameh is already an isa the raisa. Rashi, I want to buy a hubikoin. So the raisa, okay, but it's the raisa. Setting Modi Hachi Bazei, if we're talking about a Kohen Amoritz, Mafkidin. So the first part of the Braise said, you store by them, you're allowed to. You're not allowed to help them out. You're allowed to store by a Kohen Amoritz. The Chayde, where you are worrying, allowed to. What I mean, we live in the Braise, Mafkidin Truma, you're allowed to store Truma, Eitzel Yisrael Amoritz. You're allowed to store Truma by Yisrael Amoritz because you're not scared that he'll touch it because it's Truma, even Amoritz won't touch Truma. But the lawyer Eitzel Kohen Amoritz. If a Kohen is Amoritz, you know him because he thinks he's allowed to eat Truma, he doesn't know the dinim, and he'll ruin your Truma. So if we're talking about a Kohen, how are you even allowed to give him to store? He feels that he knows what he's doing. He knows everything. Who was the one who the bunny used to say, it's better to get a goyish cleaning woman than a Yiddish cleaning woman. The goyish cleaning woman knows, she doesn't know anything about kashrus, won't touch. Yiddish cleaning woman thinks she knows everything. Same thing about Kohen Amoritz, Rashi. He doesn't normally touch truma, he won't touch. But I'm not as Gazbo, Rogo is used to it. He thinks he's very familiar. Says Gemara, you're right. Omer Abloy says it changes it. Hocha, my skin, and you know why I'm not worried over here? Why are you allowed to store? Because you put it in a kli cheres hamukiv tzomid pasul. You put it in a earthen kli that has a seal on it, and therefore he can't touch it because it's totally sealed. And we're not worried about it. Now, and if he moves it around, shaking it, masa, he's not metami b'masa. The only ones who are metami masa is a zava or a nida. So therefore, we're not worried. Very mother of a lech, why aren't you worried? Shemba tesitena yishtan nidah. Maybe he won't touch it, but his wife, when she's in nidah, she might move it. And even though it's mukav tzomid pasul, if you move it, you shake it, it's metame. So it's Rashi. Nidah metame. So avbisha ain't no getting touched. So it goes back to the original question. What are we talking? How is it that we are choishes, that you're not allowed to, you're allowed to store? If there's an Issa that I said, why aren't you choishes? And if there's no Issa that I said, then why can't you help him out? And our Mishnah says, according to Rava, you're allowed to help out an Amoritz with the Issa Tum the Rabbanu, because Dak and Shalom, and here's he's not allowed to. Ella Omar Abim Yolei Kasha. Go back to Abai's answer. We're talking about that this Braisa that says he's not allowed to give to an Amoritz, as already prepared, Makabal Tumi, he's not allowed to. When our Braisa, at the top of the page, says you're allowed to store by an Amoritz, it wasn't yet prepared. It cannot be Makabal Tumah. We're talking about Tumah, but it was not yet wet, so it was not ready to Makabal Tumah. Look at the Gemara. Can't be paid a shahuch to the Braish that says you're not allowed to give to a Kohen Amoritz because Libay Gazba to my food that was already prepared to Makabal Tumah. Can't be paid a shahuch. At the top of the page that says that you're allowed to give the story because it's not going to become tummy. Why won't it become tummy? Because it wasn't prepared yet. Muchshu Rashi can hodet Tony a mafkidin kishahuchshu. It's prepared. But hodet Tony mafkidin b'shalayuchshu. It wasn't prepared. V'tavayu b'truma. We're talking about truma. Uvishalahen also say now that helped him out. The chavel la yadi huchshu la yuchshu. Why? Because you don't know whether it's muchshu or not. Your own tvua you're allowed to give him because it wasn't prepared. But you're not allowed to help the amoritz out in this tvua here when this truma because maybe it was prepared. Maybe it got wet. And I'm not understand these things, and you're helping out to do nisa the nisa. But storing your own tefu, you're allowed to if you didn't make a wet. Says you right. But I mean, that's another question. It says, if you're transporting your wheat to a grinder, kusi a goy, when I worry that they ruined it, when I worry that they swapped it for something else, you're allowed to take the wheat back after it was crushed and use it for yourself. We see if you gave mice beforehand, we're not worried he swapped it to something he didn't give mice. Or if you gave him tvua, which is shmita, we're not worried that he gave you that he substituted your tvua with other tvua, or that was shmita tvua. We're not worried about it. However, we are worried that he might touch it and it became tumah. Nah. So here's just clearly you're not allowed to give it to an Amoritz because it might become tummy. So how come the top of the page it says you're allowed to be mafkid by an Amoritz? Freddie, you want to send a question? Hi, my room, what's the question? Did we tell you the top of the page is talking about the page l'huchshu? Here we're talking about you gave it to prepared tumah, that's why you should know the kabbal tumah. When you're allowed to store it by an Amoritz is when it was not prepared to tumah. In fact, what's the question? In fact, it's the question of chatchila. What was your shayla? You're right. My question here was leading to another question. I wanted to ask another question on this. That it says here, that in this bright here, it says, when I worried about that he substituted your tour that you gave myself. So my question actually leading into that What is that? Hadi Elu b'cheskosan. Our Braisa says that if he gave him tefillah, you already gave Meiser. You can take it back and eat it and not worried. That he changed it. L'meiser l'shvi, not worried at all. U'lechuluf l'chashim, not worried. Let me ask a question. I mean, we learned, ha'noisen l'chamoisen. If you gave to your mother-in-law, Maser eshu noisel, whatever she gives back to you, gave a tefillah, a dough, let's say, to fix up or whatever it is, you take it back, give Maser again, because you might have substituted it. So we see clearly that we are worried that our mothers will substitute whatever you give them with something else. How come we said before we're not worried? Rashi. Maser eshu noisel, whatever he gives to her, you should give Maser. Eshu noitel heimena. And whatever you take back from her, she's chashud that she will substitute. Mechalef is hamiskalkul, that she will change. She sees some dough that's the color. Oh, so the Gemara hasam kivtani timer. The reason is why. She wants to help her daughter out. She's embarrassed for her son-in-law, even though it's her son-in-law's fault. He gave him dough that wasn't 100%. The daughter didn't do a good job. So she will improve it because she wants the husband, her son-in-law, to love her daughter. So she, therefore, there was chayshus. Stam levov nachayshus. Fedi gemaru la'alma lechashinu. You tell me stam levov nachayshus. They're going to swap it. Now we learned another case. Hanoyitzin lepundika deshiva bachar. Let's say who lives in yeshiva and he boards by this woman. And by a woman I'm ordered, and she bakes some food, you know, room and board, and she takes care of him. If he gave to this woman, let's say dough, maaser eshu, whatever he gives her, she gives maaser first. The eshu neitlum, whatever he takes back, she gives maaser again. Ripnei machlefa, she swaps it again. Hasam there, moira there, she convinces herself. Amra, she says, bad beirav, here's a yeshiva bacher. He's learning a whole day. I have a shtikel schus and is learning. Leichel chamima, but I don't care. I'm working so hard to take care of him. Leichel chamima vanechirei. Boy, is it fair that he gets to eat hot bread and I don't? I'll take some of his. So she will swap. He might have better quality than she, and she'll swap it. Rashi, the pundik is Talmud Hayosh Lufnei Rabbi. When he's achsen eitzalam oritz, and he's staying over, residing by Nam oritz. Upundik is oifulays is on. She bakes his bread. She chashudim machlefe legasin hacham mitzkalku. What do you call it? Umoyde laatzma hiras mitzvah bechilaza. She convinces herself she's doing the right thing. So she's saying, all the way around, she's saying, why should I get the better food? I'll take the cold, let him get the hot, let him get the better quality, and I'll have a schus on his tater. So she's convincing herself she's doing a good thing. The Baila, she's ruining it because she's making tumma. Or she's giving her food that didn't give maisa from. She's in the chapsa, she's not modest. We're generally not worried over swapping, but her time we learned, Aisha's chavir, the wife of a chavir, toy chenes can grind. Im Aisha's amaoritz with the wife of amaoritz bizman shehi tamei. While she's tamei, she can join amaoritz. Avoloi bizman shehi tamei. Not while she is tamei. Rashi. She can help out. If the Aisha's chaver is tameh, she can help out the amoritz. The kivan to be made tuma ain't the gila liga betaris. Because when they're tameh, they don't touch taris. Like chashin and shema titul v'tir. We're not worried. We're not worried the Aisha's chaver by mistake will take something and put it into her mouth, because she won't touch taris. She doesn't touch it. She's used to not touching taris. However. When she's tired, she shouldn't, because she might take some of the food of the Amoritz without realizing it, and the Amoritz is everything is tummy. Even when she's tummy, she's grime. That what? The Aisha's Amoritz will give her tvuah as she will eat, and maybe there's no mice or anything given there. Rashi, top of the page. We're worried they send us law that Alma Chashuda Eishes Alma Oretz Ligna Mishal Baila. She giving to the other woman is a ganef, because she has to ask her husband. It's a pretty amazing halacha. She needs to ask her husband permission, but can I give it to somebody else? Because the husband's the one who pays the money for it, his dough. Velitin Lechavata. Now, Hash to Mignav Ganva says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, top of the line. If she is going to steal from her husband, Chalufa the Mechel, you think she's worried about swapping with somebody else? Why do you think she's so honest? Omra Abiyah, he says, no. Hasam Nami Moiraya, she convinces herself. But Omra, she thinks that she's allowed to give the dough to her friend, because Tura Medishikochel, a cow, while he's threshing, he's allowed to eat. I'm no worse than a cow. And while I'm working with dough, I can eat. So why can't I give it to my friend who's helped me out? So not because, but to swap, that's already dishonest, and dishonest she's not. Rashi. Moraya Moira Hiraz Hetelashi. Good to say that she's all right. Stop here and good Shabbos, everybody.